there is a review ongoing. And firstly, I'd just like to commend the SOS group for all their campaigning. They're a very, very strong grassroots campaign group, and obviously reflecting the deep concern within the respective communities of the three hospitals. So it's important that that we as politicians listen to their concerns and obviously work with them as well. So I'm certainly committed to their wishes to see a future for the three hospitals. They're hospitals in their own right. There are individual concerns, and I'm hoping that the report, which will be published shortly, and the SOS group will be the first people to get a copy of this report when it's published, that within that, that there can be a way forward for each of these hospitals. Each of them have a different dynamic, and certainly within the investigation and analysis that's been done at the moment, from what I'm hearing, is that, that it's extensive. And I'm hoping that that there will be an analysis prepared for government to provide funding, and that will be a job for government to do when that analysis is complete.
And you've also said that there are meetings planned now for the coming weeks. Is this a means as well of securing funding as soon as possible?
Well, there is a capital review ongoing, and that capital review will be completed in June and will be published in September. So there are a number of capital projects in the county that I'm working on. I'm in consultation with the line ministers and also Pascal Donoghue, who has responsibility for the overall capital fund up to 2021. And I'm hoping that with the publication of the review, that there is an analysis of how much money that is needed for the long-term sustainability of these individual hospitals, and I'm hoping that, that we can have a working outcome, including the SOS group and the hospitals themselves and the HSC, to ensure that the wishes of the community, the vast community, to keep hospitals in their local area, because even though there will be a new hospital, a new community hospital in Letterkenny, a new 120-bed unit, there still is a need. There will be a need because the CSO statistics are pointing to that with the way the demographics are going, there still will be a need for these hospitals in the respective communities.